By this false ego, we, the eternal soul, become convinced, I mean, convinced that we are Italian, or Swedish, or American, whatever. In other words, the body.
Zahvaljujući tom lažnom egu, mi smo potpuno ubijeđeni da smo Amerikanac, Šveđan, Njemac, odnosno ovo tijelo.
Yes, yes. We become convinced of this.
Postanemo potpuno ubijeđeni u to.
We become totally identified.
I postanemo potpuno identificirani sa tim.
We enjoy and suffer in this wrong understanding of ourselves.
Mi uživamo i patimo u tom pogrešnom razumijevanju samog sebe.
And we become very interested in two concepts.
Postanemo jako zainteresirani za dva koncepta.
I am, musician, intelligent, and so many designations, so many labels which we stick on our existence.
Ja sam kao muzičar, inteligentan, toliko etiketa koji sami na sebe lijepimo.
So, the concept of I becomes very big in the false ego and of mine.
Taj koncept ja, ega, postoje jako izražen i također moje.
Moje, yes. These two are the children of false ego.
To dvoje je djeca lažnog ega.
My interest.
Moj interes.
My gender.
Moja žena.
Moj misli. Moj filozofijski.
Moje misli, moja filozofija.
I'm very sorry, I should not try to speak Croatian, it's too difficult for me. I and mine, these are the two substances of which this mountain is made.
Ja i moje su dvije substance od koje je ta planina sačinjena.
So if we want to cross over this mountain, we have to leave these concepts behind.
Ako želimo preći preko te planine, te koncepte moramo ostaviti iza sebe.
And we have to understand, I am a spiritual soul, part of God.
Moramo razumjeti, ja sam duhovna duša, djelić Boga.
And second is, my interest is not of anything of this world. My interest is to be connected to them.
Drugo je da moj interes nije ništa od ovog svijeta. Moj interes je da budem povezan sa njim.
Yes. In this connection, I would really like to tell you a little story which I find very educated.
U vezi sa tim, htio bih vam reći jednu malu priču koju nalazim da je poučna.
It's about a person who went into the mountain to follow the path of self-realization.
To je osoba koja je otišla u planine da slijedi put samospoznaje.
But even after after 6 years, he had the feeling that he was not advancing.
Čak i nakon 6 godina on ima osjećaj da ne napreduje.
So he decided to leave the mountains to go back to his material life in his village of his birth.
Pa ga odlučio da napusti planinu, da se vrati u selo koje je rodno mjesto.
Now, on his way, he saw a strange thing.
I na svom putu on je vidio jednu čudnu stvar.
There was a man who had a thread and he was rubbing it against an iron pole.
To je bio čovjek koji je imao špagu, konopac, i koji je trljao tu špagu po željeznom...
Po željeznom
štipci, štapu.
Štapu, yes. So, the monk was asking, hey, what are you doing there?
Redovnik je upitao, hey, što ti radiš ovdje?
And the man said, I am trying to saw through the iron pole.
On je rekao, ja pokušavam prepiliti kroz metalnu šipku.
The monk said, you really have a lot of patience.
Redovnik rekao, ovdje je zaista, ti uistinu imaš puno strpljenja.
And he immediately understood, well, this was an indication, and he again went back to the mountain to meditate some more.
I on je odmah razumio da to znak i zato se smjesta vratio u planinu da nastavi sa meditacijom.
But after 3 years of intense practice, he still has a feeling he is not advancing.
I kasnije čak nakon 3 godine intenzivnog prakticiranja, on još uvijek ima osjećaj da opet ne napreduje.
Again, he went away from his place in the mountain to go back to his village and just started ordinary material life. He thought, I'm not qualified.
I opet nakon 3 godine ponovo se uputio prema svom radnom selu da posveti običnom životu smatrajući sebe nekvalificiranim za jogu.
Now the second time he saw something which changed his decision.
I drugi put je vidio nešto što je promijenilo njegovu odluku.
That on the rock, he saw a rock, which is, no, he saw a little mice.
Vidio je malog miša.
Yeah. This mice was eating at a little rock which had fallen before its mouth hole.
Taj miš je glodao veliki kamen koji je pao u ulaz njegovu ruku.
The mouse was trying, in other words, to diminish the rock. Just take it down.
Miš je pokušavao smanjiti taj kamen da ga eliminira
maksimum. Immediately he understood, well, this mouse has a lot of patience. What am I in comparison? He went back to his place in the mountain to meditate some more.
Ali svi ste razumio o kome niši pak se prijenja. Šta sam ja uspoređenju sa njim? Ja bih se vratio u planinu na svoj mjesto da nastavi još sa meditacijom.
The mouse is so determined, he thought.
Mislim kako je taj miš tako odlučan.
Like the man was also so determined.
Baš kao onaj čovjek tako bi odlučan.
I must learn from them.
Ja moram naučiti od njih.
And again he meditated.
I ponovo je meditirao.
But he was not getting anywhere.
Ali niko nije napredovao.
So, finally he decided, though, what is the use? I go back to my village.
I ono konačno odlučio, sva kolica se ga vraćam se u svoje selo.
And he arrived at the village at around 10 o'clock when the sun was just setting.
I on je stigao u selo oko 10 sati baš kada je sunce zalazilo.
And there in the river, on the village road, he saw a path.
I onda je na selskom putu na vidio psa.
This dog was seriously ill.
Taj pas je bio ozbiljno bolestan.
With his wounds on his legs, bronze were in his wounds and eating his red flesh.
Moje otvorene rane posuda po tijelu po nogama i u tim ranama su bili crvi koji su jeli njegov mesom.
There was pus coming out of his eyes and flies there around it.
Gnoj je izlazio iz njegovih očiju i miška, ali muze su letale oko.
And the dog was just looking at the person. Help me, help me.
I pas je gledao u tu osobu i pogledao, pomozi mi, pomozi mi.
So the monk's first reaction was, no, 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 this is your own karma, this is your problem.
Nedovnik je prvo pomislio, ne, ne, to je tvoja karma, to je tvoj problem.
Not my problem.
Nije moj.
He felt repelled.
Sjećao se odbijen.
But then he had a little feeling of samilosti in his heart.
A onda mu se pojavila malo osjećaja samilosti njegov srdu.
Yes. I'm really a ruler of the life without compassion. And he went to the river with a bowl and got fresh water for the dog and brought it in the dog. Burned the water.
And there was tako uvijek sami ovo što piše da reke da grabio vode i dao su koji ono pio.
And then the dog drank the water.
Kad je pas popio vodu,
it transformed.
Istorija se transformira.
And so was figure of a saint.
U oblik sveta.
And the saint said to him,
the sveta mu je rekao,
now you have understood the secret.
Sada si razumio tajnu.
When you were meditating in the mountain, you were only thinking of your benefit, your advancement, your situation, your happiness, etc.
Kada si sam meditirao u planini, nekada sam si mislio o svojoj dobrobiti, o svom napretku, o svojoj sreći, o samom sebi i tako dalje.
You were selfish.
Bio si sebičan.
You were in the concept of the false ego.
Bio si u konceptu važnog ega.
I am my interest.
Ja i moj interes.
But when you overcame your selfishness, you took care of the thing, of the dog which was suffering, then you crossed your fault, the mountain of false identification.
Ali kad si prevazišao sebičnost i pobrinuo se za bolestnost psa, onda si prevazišao tu sebičnost.
Now I will give you one practice which will give, bring you healing to perfection.
Sada ću vam dati jednu praksu pa će vas lako dovesti do savršenstva.
And he taught him how to sing the Hare Krishna mantra.
I onda ga podučio kako da peva Hare Krishna mantra.
This is also what I want to present to all of you today.
To je isto ono što želim vama danas predstaviti.
If you understand to take care of others, and to try to help others, then you have made a significant advancement in your spiritual life.
Ako shvatite važnost pomaganja drugima, onda ste napravili vrlo značajan napredak u duhovnom životu.
But then you are trying to only take care of yourself and your own elevation, then you will not advance as easily.
Ako samo brinete o sebi i svom uzdignanju, onda nećete tako lako napredovati.
Now, what does spiritual compassion mean and how can we exercise this in our daily life?
Što duhovna samilost znači i kako je primjenjivati u svakodnevnom životu?
This is a very interesting and also sometimes not so easy question.
To je vrlo zanimljivo i ponekad ne baš lako pitanje.
In the spiritual tradition of the Vedas, we find that there are two types of compassion mentioned.
U duhovnoj tradiciji Veda nalazimo dvije vrste samilosti navedene.
One is material, and the other spiritual. They are totally different and the result is also very much different.
One su potpuno različite i njihovi rezultati su također različite.
Material compassion then takes care of the material welfare of other people.
Materijalna samilost samo se brine o materijalnoj dobrobiti ljudi.
For instance, to give food, clothes, or education, etc.
Na primjer, da se pruži ljudima hrana, odjeća, obrazovanje, slično.
Please do not understand me wrongly. I do not want to say that this is unimportant to give people food or clothes or education.
Molim vas, nemojte mi krivo shvatiti. Ja mislimo da je loše dati ljudima hranu, odjeću i obrazovanje.
It is, I want to say it is different from spiritual welfare work.
Samo želim reći da je to različito od duhovnog dobrotvornog rada.
In spiritual welfare work, you understand that even a rich and well-educated man who has enough to eat is in need of spiritual welfare.
U duhovnom dobrotvornom radu mi vidimo da čak i bogati, dobro obrazovani, uspješni ljudi imaju veliku potrebu za duhovnim dobrotvornim radom.
Why? Because rich also alike, if they do not come to spiritual realization, they remain captured in the circle of birth and death.
Zašto? Zato što i bogati i siromašni ne dolaze do duhovnog nivoa, duhovne razine, nego ostaju vrtiti u krugu rođenja i smrti.
Yes, they remain caught in the material world without ever experiencing the real spiritual home.
Ostaju zarobljeni u materijalnom svijetu bez da ikada osjete svoj duhovni dom.
Srila Prabhupada used to say in a poor man, maybe in the third class prison.
Srila Prabhupada je običavao reći da je siromašna osoba recimo u trećem klasnom zatvoru.
And a materially happy man is in the
a materijalno sretan čovjek je u drugoklasnom zatvoru.
The color on the wall is a little more
boja zida malo ljepša.
The third class or second class prison cell is still a prisoner.
Ali treći klasna ili drugoklasna zatvorska ćelija je ipak samo zatvorska ćelija.
My spiritual master also told us a story which very much shows you the shortcoming of material welfare.
Moj duhovni učitelj je običavao govoriti priču koja jasno pokazuje nedostatke materijalne dobrotvornog rada.
He gave the example of a couple who went to the ocean.
On dao primjer jednog para koji su otišli na ocean.
The man was swimming in the ocean and he was caught by a dangerous current and he started to drown.
muškarac je plivao u moru, u oceanu i bio zahvaćen sa snažnom strugom koja ga je počela vući prema gore.
Social welfare worker jumped into the ocean in order to save him, and he came to the man and said, "I save you, I save you."
I socijalni dobrotvorni radnik je skočio u ocean i namjerio da spasi čovjeka, i da bi došao do njega nikako ne spasite, spasite se.
Play this, right? This little drama, right? In the streets of the big town.
Bila je takva jedna drama na ulicama velikih gradova.
All of a sudden someone, you know, anybody who is dressed like in less than 20, you know, he starts to fall on the floor and said, "I'm drowning, I'm drowning, please, anybody help me."
Bakar bi se obukao u zapadnačku odjeću i onda bi se bacio na cestu, na sode, vikao bi, "Tome, tome, pomozite mi, u pomoć."
And then a woman begins to scream, "Oh, help, don't you see, my man is drowning."
I onda bi žene počele vrištati, "Pomozite, zar ne vidite, moj muž se utapa."
And the people are so feeble, what is happening, he's lying on the sidewalk, but he's certainly not drowning.
Ljudi zbunjeno gledali šta se ovdje zbiva, pa on samo leži na slomiku, ništa mu nije.
And this one a big crowd.
I onda bi se oblikovao veliki krug, gomila ljudi.
And then another devotee comes, he's also dressed in western clothes, and he goes like, "I'm saving you, don't worry, I'm a social welfare worker, and no problem, you know."
I onda bi se pojavio drugi bakta, isto učinu zapadnjačku odjeću, i onda bi spasno smakljivao, govorio, "Evo me stižem, ja ću te spasiti, ne brini, ja sam socijalni radnik, dobro sam mi."
And now comes the point.
A sad ulazi
pan. He takes the jacket of the so-called drowning man.
I on dovedi i uzima jaknu od tog takozvanog utapajućeg čovjeka.
Brings it back to the lady.
Donosi je do žene.
And says, "Here, I have saved him." Well, it's a jacket, so.
Kaže, "Evo ga, spasio sam ga." Yeah. Pružio je samo jaknu.
And she says, "You idiot, you have not saved him. You have saved his coat, that's all."
Ona kaže, "Ti idiote, vi spasio njega, spasio si samo njegovu jaknu, to je sve."
So, although this may be a little bit abstract theater for some of you, the idea is clear. If we just take care of the body, it is like the coat of the soul, we do not really take care of the person.
Iako je za neke vas možda ova abstraktna kazalište, poanta jasna da ako nekome spasimo samo tijelo, kao što je spasio samo jaknu, mi ne spašavamo pravu osobu.
So, what we should do then is to get spiritual knowledge which helps a person to elevate himself or herself in spiritual life.
I ono što mi radimo je da dajemo ljudima duhovno znanje kojima će ona ili on pomoći sebi da se duhovno uzdignu.
We should help a person in spiritual advancement.
Da pomoći ljudima i osobama da duhovno napredu.
And if we do that, we gain ourselves too much spiritual advancement you cannot believe.
I ako to radimo, to činimo, ali ćemo steći toliko duhovnog napretka da ne možete vjerovati.
The more you give spiritual instructions or spiritual knowledge to others, the more it increases in yourself.
Čim više dajemo duhovnog znanja, duhovne instrukcije, to se to isto povećava za nas.
I'm not saying that it's not important to give food or clothing.
Ne kažem da nije važno dati i odjeću i hranu.
All over the world, our movement is distributing free food, and we have try to also distribute other things which are like medical aid for the needed people.
U čitavom svijetu naš pokret dijeli i distribuira spiritualnu hranu, čak i druge potrebe kao medicinske potrebe.
But we also take care to give spiritual benefit or spiritual instructions to someone.
Ali posebno se to brinemo da damo duhovno znanje i duhovne instrukcije osobama.
A very good example of this is Srila Prabhupada, the founder of the Hare Krishna movement.
Vrlo dobar primjer toga je Srila Prabhupada, osnivač od Hare Krishna pokreta.
He was so compassionate to the fallen people in the Western world that at a high age of about more than 60 years, that's the time when you think of retiring, he went on a ship's journey to America to save people.
On je bio toliko stanovostan da je sa poznatim godinama, preko 60 godina, doba u kojoj većina ljudi ide u penziju, on se odvažio na opasan put radom do Amerike.
And he had the difficult task to combine two cultural areas, or two worldviews, the Western and the Eastern.
I on imao vrlo teži zadatak da ujedini i poveže dvije različite kulture, istočne i zapadne.
I'm going to give you a little bit, a few examples that show you how much Srila Prabhupada sacrificed his own interest in attempting to do this work.
Ja bih vam dati jedan mali primjer koji jasno ukazuje koliko se Srila Prabhupada žrtvovao da bi obavio ovakav dobar pomiran.
I remember when he started to preach, he had a temple in San Francisco. Let's go to San Francisco, you might remember this episode.
Sr. Prabhupada započeo, on je započeo sa hramom u San Francisco. Znamo ono pjesmu, započeo je San Francisco.
At that time, many, many people were breaking away from established society to, you know, build what is called, in sociological terms, the counterculture.
U to vrijeme mnogi ljudi su napustili zvanični socijalni establishment i ušli su ono što se naziva sociologi kontrakulture.
And they also wanted to explore a new realm in their consciousness by invading psychedelic drugs.
Oni su također htjeli istraživati nova područja svjesnosti uzimajući psihodelične droge.
So many of these avant-garde people came to Prabhupada's lecture and some of them were really crazy.
Mnogi od tih avant-gardnih osoba dolazili na Prabhupada lekcije i mnogi od njih su bili prilično ludi.
Yes, one time after a kid during a lecture there was a person who always wanted to disturb a Prabhupada by calling him, you know, bad names.
I nakon kolekcije je bila tamo jedna osoba koja je nepisano njavila što prava da je odibravala nazivajući ga na dajući mu ružno ime.
The man was totally under the influence of the
crazy. Čovjek je bio potpuno pod utjecajem droga.
So, at the end of the program, Prabhupada did like the artist used. He took a knife and cut an apple and several pieces to Disney Buddhist as a gesture of sympathy and love for his audience.
I na kraju programa, kao što je Srila Prabhupada obećavao sa vrijeme, uzeo je nožić i jabuku pa bi narezao na mnoge male kviške i podijelio u simpatiji i ljubav prema svoje publici.
That was all what he could serve as prasadam.
To je bilo sve što on mogao servirati kao prasadam.
Imagine at the Sunday feast you would say, okay,
zamislite da sad na Sunday feast je dobiti kviške jabuke, to je sve.
So, But he also mentioned that this crazy fellow should come forward. And he handed him a plate with the apple and the knife. What it meant is, either take the apple or take the knife.
Ta čovjek je gledao i mislio, ima izbor da li da uzme nož ili jabuku.
Can you imagine the tension in the room and the people that think, oh, this is crazy when he decides. Hopefully he won't attack the old man with the knife.
Bila velika tenzija i napetost u sobi. Svi su mislili što će taj ludi čovjek napraviti, da li će uzeti nož i napasti stari čovjeka sa propada.
Okay, you know that it's like this. And after a long pause, maybe like 3 minutes, where everyone was breathless and breathless silence. That was the audience of Srila Prabhupada. He was a very refined
gentleman.
But in order to save people and show them compassion, he has even come to this very, let me say, problematic audience.
ali u namjeri da spasi pomogne tim ljudima, on je završao takve problematične mjesta, problematične publike.
Another example is that Srila Prabhupada, when he first was in America, he lived in the apartment of his American host who had no connection to local culture.
Drugi primjer je kada se Prabhupada boravio u Americi, onda je na vreme boravio u New Yorku pod jednom domaćina koji nije imao nijake veze sa duhovnom kulturom.
He had to place his foodstuff next to the meat in the refrigerator.
Ali morao staviti svoju hranu u isti frižider u kojem je stavio mesa pored.
But he tolerated all these things in order to show compassion to the fallen.
Ali on je tolerirao sve to u namjeri da da milost, pokaži milost svima.
He also tolerated his disciples.
On je također tolerirao svoje učenike.
They are so inexperienced
in spiritual life. Koji su bili tako neiskusni u duhovnom životu.
And Prabhupada personally arranged their marriages.
Prabhupada je osobno aranžirao vjenčanje.
But then the first problem started and his young American disciples decided to separate.
Oni su dosta budući problemi se pojavili jer su se mladi Amerikanci htjeli rastaviti.
Now in the Vedic understanding there is no divorce.
U Vedicom razumijevanju nema razvoda.
Why not?
Zašto ne?
Because you don't marry each other in spiritual life just to enjoy the different features of the other person.
Zato što u duhovnom životu se osobe ne vjenčavaju zato da bi uživali u različitim oblicima jedan drugog.
But you are coming together in order to grow with each other in spiritual life.
Već dolaze zajedno, da bi zajedno rasli i napredovali u duhovnom životu.
And even if the other person is a little, not just according to your taste, you know, is a little bit, how do you say that you can, there's no reason for you to give the other person up, but you and the thing will help the other person and say that
duhovnom životu ako značimo da naš partner nije savršen, nešto nas ne sviđa, to nije razlog da se rastavimo, nego trebamo dalje živjeti u namjeri da duhovno napredujemo.
So imagine Prabhupada with this understanding how disappointed he was when his disciples started to divorce from each other.
Možete zamisliti kako je Prabhupada bio razočaran kad je vidio da se učenici počeli razvajati jedan drugi.
For him this was an unfortunate sign that they hadn't really understood and spiritual teaching. And he said, in a moment, I'm going back to Vrindavan, I'm Sanyasi, why do I have to hear about such things?
Yes,
he gave some of his disciples the sacred order of Sanyas, that's life in celibacy.
Nekim od svojih učenika je dao sveti red sanjasa koji je doživotni celibat.
It is very sacred.
To je vrlo sveta.
But some of the sanjasi that seem to fall down with sexual pleasure.
Ono se je pokazalo da su neke ti sanjasi pali radi sexualnog zadovoljstva.
And Prabhupada was pain.
I Prabhupada je to boljelo.
In the night he often cried and could not sleep because of worries for his disciples.
U noći bi često ponekad plakao i ne mogu spavati jako se brinao zbog svojih učenika.
And is it, once we avoid this disappointment with us, is that you guys, some people have two diseases.
I nakon je izrazio svoje razočaranje sa nama i rekao, vi zapadni učenici imate dvije bolesti.
You are hopelessly attached to sex.
Vi ste beznadežno vezani za sex.
And you constantly quarrel.
I neprestano se svađate.
Then we heard the other thing. Yes. So, but he never, this was a temporary disappointment.
I thought it was never.
But this was a temporary disappointment.
But it was a trauma.
He never acted upon them.
He could hear the other kind
of comment. Because he was carried to the feeling of happiness.
This could be a notion of the Chinese
This is what you also should try to develop.
To je ono što vi isto morate naučiti raditi.
Try to, how do you say, try to understand another person.
Pokušajte razumjeti drugu osobu.
And try to help them in their spiritual advancement. And you will see how is this feeling. You will take away the mountain of false ego.
Pokušajte pomoći duhovnom životu. I vidjet ćete kako ćete sa svim naporom prelazići planinu lažnog ega.
Now let me tell you exact a condition which you will have to learn.
Sada ću vam reći uvjet koji morate naučiti.
See this pair of glasses.
Vidite ove naočare? Ove par stakla?
Nidja, number one. Neither another one. I have heard that you have sometimes problems to see properly. You are getting older. I want to help you.
Želim ti pomoći.
I am your well-wisher.
Ja bih tvojih dobročinitelj.
Please try these glasses and tell me if it helps you to see better.
Možete probaj ove naočale i reći mi da li vidiš bolje.
How do you see, Mr. Mangalan?
Kako vidiš ti? I see strange. Really strange.
Oh, we can run around. You have to look more hard.
I'm going to run around the yacht. Listen.
Please try again.
What's wrong with the position?
You have a negative attitude.
We should have done that. We're going off it. We should have chin.
Try harder. How do you see now?
You're good.
Let me get another arm. They work on Boris.
I only consider in a Boris.
Why don't they work on you?
That's not even another.
They must work on you.
More than a table is a bit over, radically.
Okay, that's the end. I think all of you in the crowd know.
Mislim da ste vi ovdje znate.
These glasses can't really help me to understand.
Ove naočale ne mogu pomoći intolerant.
Yes, I'm sorry, intolerant. Because you are individual.
Zato što ste ti individual.
You're simply not Bhakta Boris.
Jednostavno nisi Bhakta Boris.
They may be wonderful for Bhakta Boris.
Možda su divne, dobre za Bhakta Boris.
But they are not for you.
Ali nisu za tebe.
You're shown this. Let me make an experiment now.
Yes, you have an experiment.
I also see strange.
Yes, I see strange.
So, by this little example, you can understand what it means to help others.
But the modern paper on most of it is so much in the drugima.
You cannot put your glasses or your prescription into the life of another person.
Ne možete staviti slučaje naočale i vaše koncepte na druge osobe.
Most of people's health in this world can be illustrated in this foolish little drama.
Mnoge pomoć koje ljudi pružaju jedan drugima možete ilustrirati sa tom malom dramom.
If you want to help another person,
ako želite pomoći drugoj osobi,
you have to understand how he or she feels.
Morate razumjeti kako on ili ona se osjeća.
It's sometimes quite struggle.
To je nekad vrlo teško.
It's vrlo teško. It's vrlo teško. Because you have to put your glasses aside.
To zato je tako teško što morate svoje naočale maknuti.
And look to the perspective of the other.
I gledati kako vidi ta druga osoba, kroz njegovu perspektivu.
Yes. So, to show some of us, or to care for others,
toga da bi pokazali samilost i brinuli o drugima.
It's a great means for spiritual advancement.
To je veliki način za duhovno napredak.
But in order to do so, we have to three steps.
ali namjeri da se to ostvari moramo poduzeti tri koraka.
You have to understand the other person.
Morate razumjeti drugu osobu.
And you have to feel it's not good that this person suffers.
I morate razumjeti da nije dobro da ta druga osoba pati.
You have to do something.
Morate nešto učiniti.
And then finally the action.
Konačno je to akcija.
So help a person spiritually advance.
Pomažite osobi da dobro napreduje.
Since that many of you here who are in the Sunday feast are in our wonderful Namaka service program.
Ja razumijem sad da većina vas ovdje ste u našoj divnoj Namaka sales grupa programu.
Wonderful.
To je divno.
You have a wonderful opportunity to help your Croatian countrymen.
Imate divne mogućnosti da pomognete svojim hrvatskim zemljacima.
Yes, praise to the spiritual platform.
Da uzimite na duhovnu razinu.
Please use this opportunity.
Molim vas, koristite tu mogućnost. Pomoljno.
Give them the wonderful Krishna consciousness.
Dajte im ovu divnu svjetnost Krishna.
We should all follow in the footsteps of Srila Prabhupada.
Svi trebamo slijediti stope Srila Prabhupada.
And spread spiritual knowledge for the benefit of others.
I širite duhovno znanje za dobrobit svih.
Then you will see how that that separates you from Krishna will go down.
Onda ćete vidjeti kako ono što vas odvaja od Krišne nese spušta se prema dole.
Hare Krishna, hvala, hvala puno.
Evo odnos može postati divan.
Yeah. And what happened? What's wrong with you?
It's
čovjeka pitao, ej, šta je, nešto nije red s tom?
The father gave the answer, well, now you have started to give something.
Sad odgovorio, sada si počeo davati nešto.
From this first giving, it will continue.
Do tog prvog davanja će se nastaviti.
So, sometimes when the people do not want anything of Krishna consciousness, you can give them some prasadam.
Tako ti ljudi koji ne žele ništa u svijesti Krišne, možete dati malo prasadama.
Is another story of Jatapataka Maharaj?
Sjećate se priče Jatapataka Maharaja?
But men gave prasadam, and another devotee gave this. Men were always beating and throwing the books down to the prasadam, and he changed entirely.
Kako su baki dali prasadam jednom čovjeku koji je tako, trebao knjige tako.
I found out, even very materialistic people, if you give them prasadam, they become like little dogs who are full of sympathy.
Primijetio sam čak i velikim materialističkim ljudima, ako im se da više
poti Krišna
consciousness. Sjećam se ranije da ima ljudi koji nisu htjeli zaista ništa imati svjesnosti Krišne, i s vremenom malo brige postali svi su baš.
I myself was such a person.
Ja sam osobno sam bio takva osoba.
When I saw the devotees, I saw them. They are from a different star.
Vidimo baš te misli sa onih neke druge zvijezde.
They are from Mars.
Oni su sa Marsa.
They don't fit into our modern world.
Oni ne spadaju, oni ne pripadaju ovom našem modernom svijetu.
You know that they are myself very arrogant.
Znate da su Njemci vrlo arrogantni.
Yeah.